European Union leaders wound up a two-day summit in Warsaw on Friday with a clear message to countries in the Eastern Partnership Programme that respect for the principles of democracy was a prerequisite to financial aid and closer integration. EU leaders told Belarus it could count on their financial help in fighting its economic crisis if it freed political prisoners and held free elections. A similar signal was given to Ukraine, which has come under fire for persecuting its political opposition. The Eastern Partnership Programme, strongly championed by Prague during the country's EU presidency, offers six former Soviet satellites up to €1.9 billion to fight corruption, build up infrastructure and start other projects. Critics say the programme gives the bloc little real ability to persuade the Eastern countries to reform their economies and protect human rights because it provides no prospect of eventual EU membership. The Vatican has issued a formal protest against abuse of its embassy premises in Prague for the shooting of a historical erotic movie. It has emerged that a politically well-connected Czech doctor who now faces rape charges organized and starred in the shooting of a historic porn film at the Vatican's embassy in Prague. Yaroslav Bartak, who has been accused of sexually abusing up to 12 of his assistants, is said to have played the role of a randy cardinal in the unfinished film. He reportedly arranged access to the embassy for the whole crew. Monika Vivodová, a spokesman for the Czech Bishops' Conference, said the Vatican embassy said the Czech doctor had gained access to the historic building under false pretenses. Ex-President Václav Havel, who has been recuperating from a chest infection at his country cottage, is due back in Prague for celebrations of his 75th birthday. Mr. Havel is said to be feeling stronger after several months in the country and is due to attend a birthday bash thrown by his close friends this Saturday. There are rumors that the former U.S. Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright, a close friend of Mr. Havel's, will be among the guests of honor. Anti-Romani demonstrators from the north of the country are preparing to take their grievances to Prague in a renewed call for action. Protesters from Varsdorf and other towns in the region are to gather on Prague's Balatsky Square on Saturday to draw attention to their problems, a deteriorating security situation and rising crime for which they blame the Romani minority. The inhabitants of Varsdorf have repeatedly called on the town council to resign for failing to deal with the crisis. The Roma minority from the area is planning its own demonstration in Prague against discrimination and social exclusion. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The weather should continue warm and sunny with day temperatures between 22 and 27 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.